USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
Insisting there is a crisis at the southern border, President Trump tours the construction of a new segment of border wall at Calexico, California.
Much of it's reinforced heavily and very, very hard to climb. If you want to climb that, pretty sharp up on top, too. If you want to climb that, you deserve whatever you can get.
The visit comes as record numbers of asylum-seeking families from Central America are crossing into the U.S. In Texas, Vice President Mike Pence announcing new sanctions against the Maduro-led government in Venezuela, saying Cuba has inserted itself into the situation.
Cuba's leaders are the real imperialists in the Western Hemisphere. The truth has to be told.
The United States on Friday targeting oil shipments from Venezuela to Cuba in its latest round of sanctions to pressure the Maduro government aiming to choke off a crucial supply of crude to the communist island. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access healthcare. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com. And regain control over your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Former Vice President Joe Biden made a few jokes about touching people while speaking to the International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers in Washington, his first public appearance since being accused by several women who've accused him of behaving inappropriately toward them. Biden tells reporters more people will probably come forward.
Oh, I wouldn't be surprised, but I've had hundreds and hundreds of people contact me who I don't know and say the exact opposite.
A Colorado judge postpones the hearing of Patrick Fressy, who's accused of beating the mother of his child to death with a baseball bat, then burning her body. Prosecutor Dan May discussed the issue while speaking with reporters.
We have postponed arraignment until May 24th at 8:30. We put on the record, and so did defense counsel. We're still waiting for some testing to be done of some of the evidence, and we'd like to get more of that testing done before we hold arraignment.
29-year-old Kelsey Barrett went missing Thanksgiving Day, prompting a national search. Bill Cosby has agreed to settle lawsuits filed by seven women who say he defamed them when he accused them of lying about sexual misconduct allegations. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Ohio Attorney General Ben Glassman says Brian Rainey, who claimed to be Timothy Pitson, a six-year-old boy who disappeared in 2011, is facing federal charges of making false statements to federal agents.
They identified themselves to him as an FBI agent. They administered Miranda warnings. They warned him that lying to a federal agent is a violation of federal law. He again repeated that he was Timothy Pitson.
The 23-year-old Rainey on Wednesday claimed to be the missing boy from Aurora, Illinois, and described how he fled from kidnappers and ran across a bridge into Kentucky. About 24 hours later, DNA tests showed he was lying. Democratic presidential candidates tout their plans on criminal justice reform and racial equality issues, highlighting the critical role black voters will play in choosing the party's 2020 nominee. Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders took jabs at President Trump at Al Sharpton's National Action Network's conference.
It gives me no pleasure to tell you that we have a president today who is a racist, who is a sexist, who is a homophobe, who is a xenophobe.
Other speakers included Democratic Senators Kirsten Gillibrand, Kamala Harris, Cory Booker, Elizabeth Warren, Amy Klobuchar, and Colorado Governor John Hickenlooper. The NCAA Men's Basketball Final Four in Minneapolis is a major sporting event that transcends the realm of just college sports. It takes place this weekend with two semifinal games Saturday, Auburn facing Virginia and Texas Tech playing Michigan State. The championship takes place Monday. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.